going on? It's the Film Drunk Frotcast, coming to you not live from the Frot Quarters in San Francisco. I know that you know that we got a great show for you. I'm Vince Mancini. I keep it really real. Across from me is Matt Lieb. He's got a mustache.
Yeah.
And he likes to eat cheese.
And I like hashtag content.
And Jane Harrison is here also.
Yay!
She has hair and sometimes wears shirts.
Sometimes.
That's
her
thing.
I'm topless.
Yeah, that's yeah, you
We're
guys.
All topless though, so it's okay.
Are you titillated yet?
Oh no. That's your double entendre.
That's what keeps them listening is the titillation. I was doing a lot of research on branding and hashtag content.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You need to research that. That way we can get this pod off the ground.
I know.
Yeah, man. Finally, we can break into the mainstream where people listen to, you know, podcasts like Serial, mm-hmm. podcasts like WTF.
Mm-hmm.
Lore.
What's that?
Lore.
What's lore?
Ooh, it's a spooky, spooky podcast.
Really?
Let's not name other podcasts
okay.
necessarily.
Don't
but,
listen to those because they don't have enough hashtag content.
No, not like us.
We have all the content. Number one.
Don't you leave me.
Yeah, don't ever leave.
I will be here in my living room with a microphone. No uh-huh. one's going to be around.
Doesn't
it's just
matter.
It'll be me crying.
You'll be podcasting in the apocalypse in uh-huh. your little hole.
About how sad I am.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be in a bunker and you'll still be putting out pods. Like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's the Film Drunk Frotcast. This is me, Vince Mancini, alone.
You know what I hate about Fallout?
Yeah, it's too real. It's like my skin's melting off my face. Also, I need water. Bring water to my bunker in San Francisco. Will you still be in San Francisco when the apocalypse happens?
I hope not. I don't even want to be here next week.
Yeah, I don't want to be here right
There's
now.
There's no fresh food here.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a food desert.
It is.
No. So we got an all-comedian podcast this week.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
There's a couple comedy-related things going on this week.
I bet.
Do you hear that? You hear that enthusiasm?
I mean, I'm always excited to talk about my craft.
I'm shilling so hard right now.
Yeah, you gotta shill, dude.
Me, but
you know what? Every time you shill, an angel gets promoted.
The Sergeant Angel?
Yeah. Every time you
show. No, they can only get to middle management.
Yeah, they only get to middle management.
Oh, that's
but,
too bad.
But you got to
never
going to
be CEO. God's got it locked up.
Yeah, that sucks
for angels. They're like, man, one day maybe he'll retire. It's like, no, I'm forever.
No, you think it sucks for angels, but you know, to them, they're getting their money. They're getting their wings. They're getting don't worry about them.
Right.
Don't worry about them.
They can watch
they're
everyone
fine.
Masturbate. They're
exactly.
good.
They'll get theirs. So there was this video, heckler video. Mm-hmm. People love heckler videos, and they always have to send me all of them.
Heckler gets destroyed by comedian.
Yeah.
I love that. It's always great because no one's ever actually exploding anyone. But it would be cool if someone made a video and then some heckler started talking shit and then somebody just like threw a grenade at them.
Uh-huh.
Is there any like heckler destroys comedian videos?
There's that. I think there was a fake one with Pauly Shore where some fat guy like hits him with a guitar.
So like a fake one.
Yeah,
but
it didn't read fake right away.
Okay,
but I think later it came out that it's
like heckler owns dumb comic.
Well, I think it's something like if that happens, then the comic doesn't upload it to YouTube most of the time, which is unfortunate because that would be a great video. Comedian owned by heckler. Comedian quits. Heckler takes the stage and kills. Heckler gets signed to CAA.
This is why you should stop doing comedy.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come through on audio, but does it?
We'll find out. What's this video?
Ray, have a seat.
Who's Ray?
Ray, if you put your hands on me again.
Explain what's happening.
Ray is a guy with a.
If you put your hands on me
again. You might
want
to pause it.
He appears to have like a food, like some sort of takeout food tray on his head.
Uh-huh. Of an aluminum fashion.
Yeah.
Aluminium.
Like in a comedic kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Like one of our, like, Myron the Moron kind
right,
of.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
He's experimental.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, he seemed to have a high-pitched voice, like kind of like a Mickey Mouse, Emo Phillips type thing. Like, hey, you need to be quiet. Mm-hmm. No, I will not sit down.
I was getting a Ned Ryerson kind of thing from him.
Oh, he was much higher pitched than Ned Ryerson. Right. Needle Nose Ned the Head. Bing!
That's pretty good.
Fucking great
Man,
impression
you
that
just
happened
the
right now.
Ned Ryerson
I am impressed with myself. Hello? Is that the president of Paramount?
CAA.
Or CAA. Both of them.
You're the new tall Jew.
Yeah.
I fucking regret it. Okay? Go sit down. Go sit down. Go sit down. Ray, go sit down.
Just bumming me out.
So did he sit down?
That's the other thing. Like, I don't think other people realize how depressing comedy is. And then you show them a video like this and you're like, no, this is the day to day.
Oh, yeah.
This is
that,
all of it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, now this is far more contentious and like usually it's a lot more passive aggressive. This is just straight aggressive.
But you watch this and you're kind of like, this could happen on any day.
Oh, it has.
Open mic.
So right now what we're seeing is there's a guy at the mic who's telling Ray, who's the high-pitched guy, to sit down. And Ray's kind of in his face, but he's clearly an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly insane, which is, you know, 10%.
Not clearly, but probably.
No, it's pretty clear.
Also, I want to point out, it's not heckler. It's definitely another comedian.
Yeah.
Everyone knows him. Other girls in the back going, we like you, Ray.
Okay? Right.
Yeah. Like, you're fine. Ray,
yeah, there's
knowing how you deal with the 10% of a comedy scene that's probably on the spectrum of some sort.
Yeah,
10%.
There's probably 10%.
10% are kind of just like I think that kind of straight up. Because there's a lot of things that let me know that he's crazy right off the bat. Number one, at an open mic.
Yep.
Number two, at an open mic with that hat, the aluminum foil hat.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. At an open mic with that hat, high pitched voice. And old.
And all Hawaiian those, shirt.
And Hawaiian. Like, when you're...
Over 50 at an open mic is probably, like, grounds for...
It
bumps up the crazy probability.
Right.
A good 30%.
Because by that age, if you're trying comedy, you're either going to handle yourself with some sort of... Like, you'd expect some sort of
dignity. Your kids have definitely started living with their mother.
Right. And also, you're probably... I don't know. I have not met too many people. I would say more than half of the people who are over like 55 who are trying comedy for the first time at open mic have been crazy people. And the other half have been really sweet people who you just never see again because they're like, oh, I don't need this.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
I'm an adult. I don't have the years left. And then there's always the outliers. I know a few older comedians who are legitimately funny and non-crazy and put on, you know, some good shows.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to start really, really late.
Book me.
Yeah.
He likes you, bro.
I like him.
See, somebody likes him.
That's a terrific day. Great hat.
Yeah, now Jesus. People are clapping for him. And now
somebody's hugging him.
The host is like, come on.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have anything more to say than unbelievable.
Start the fucking show, asshole.
Oh, that's
right. Bring on the next comic right now. And stop making fun of me!
I sure as heck fire remember you!
Yourself, buddy.
No!
You did that all by yourself.
You lied to me!
I have the mic!
You suck!
I have the mic!
Throw a tantrum.
This is just like really bad handling too for a host.
It's like he keeps antagonizing. Like, you don't want to keep antagonizing the crazy person.
Yeah, you never do. Everyone knows you just kind of placate them and then you move on. You do the jokes.
Yeah.
And then you just hope they don't come
and
back with a gun.
I have the mic is like, you have the mic. Talk about
Do something with it. Do something with it. That'd be
I have the power.
I have
show don't tell, I think is what
you're
saying.
I have the conch.
I have the gun.
I don't get my way.
Listen.
I don't get my way.
Are you going to start shooting me right now?
Oh, so that is him being kicked in the stomach.
Yeah.
That's the host.
Is that a drop kick?
A drop kick is with two legs, like Zangief, right?
Murphy?
Oh, Jesus.
Could be.
Who are you?
I don't know what that is.
Shill Silverstein? Anyways.
I'm going to call that a front kick and or a modified teep.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
Teep?
That's what it's called in Thai boxing.
I'm clear.
Oh, we get it. You're healthy.
A drop kick is two legs and like Zangief, right?
That's the way I interpret
it.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Sure. Yeah, totally. We all saw that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we all did. I love Sandler when he's playing Israeli. So he kicks him in the stomach. The guy is clearly, you know, 65 or something, and he just hit a senior citizen with his foot.
Yeah, and then a bunch of people posted it like, dude, check out this heckler getting owned.
Oh, that's not a heckler. And that's not like getting owned. That's the video should be called "Check Out This Old Man Being Beaten."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like changing it to like heckler just, and owned is it completely changes everything.
Like homeless people yell rude shit to you all the time. Like if you just kick one in the stomach,
you're still in the
I
wrong.
I don't think that makes you good.
No, right? It doesn't. There's and he's like, and then he starts going up like he was coming at me. Yeah. I told him not to. He was coming.
Yeah,
at
if you have
me.
To explain it to people, it's probably not a good thing. When you're being like, "No, he was coming at me," then no one is on your side.
You
probably.
Know what the worst part about being well, there's many, but one of the worst parts about being a comedian on Facebook is that of when I first saw the video, I was like, "Jesus, what's this asshole's problem?" And then I, of course, I have like friends of friends with the guy who did it, and like there was people sharing it, going, "Listen, I know this guy personally, and he's a really good guy. And he would never do something like this. And, you know, he may have been in the wrong, but, and you know, kind of trying to stop a witch hunt," which fair enough.
Yeah.
But I thought most of the witch hunt was going the other way.
That was my thing, as I was like, I don't know.
I thought it needed like a sane person to be like, "No, man, there's a lot of crazy people that come to open mics and you can't just kick all of them in the stomach when they act nuts."
And that's the thing. I don't know the context. Maybe Ray is the worst. Mm-hmm. And maybe Ray deserves to be kicked in the stomach, but you still don't kick people in the stomach. And also, that is not a heckler. That is just a crazy person. Not everyone who stops you from hosting your open mic is a heckler. That makes the assumption. It makes the assumption that he's a comedian, which very clearly he's not.
The joy of like any kind of heckle-owned video is that somebody with their intelligence destroyed someone else who was trying to interfere with someone having a good time.
Right.
This has nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm okay with physical violence if it was warranted, but.
But yeah, in this case,
not
I mean, the reason it doesn't work with comedy, and I've always thought about that. I've always been like, what if there was a heckler who was just so, so terrible that the comedian just got off stage and just finally just beat the shit out of him? And then I was thinking to myself, you know, the problem is with heckling is heckling, while it is hostile, it is still nonviolent. At least it's not physically violent. Mm-hmm. So you can't go after a heckler with your... in a violent physical manner. You have to do it with your wits, and that's what makes owning hecklers so great. So there really is no excuse for getting violent with someone, unless they were getting violent with you, in which case you don't have a comedian owns heckler video. You have a just the World Star Hip Hop fight video.
Yeah. It is on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then all of this makes more sense.
Yeah. I just
no one yelled "World Star,"
which is really too bad. I feel like people should have yelled "World Star" more often and like more things, like when China blew up recently. Like all those videos, I was just like, just people speaking Chinese, and I was like, not one of them is going like "World Star." That would have been dope. Mm-hmm. I would have enjoyed that.
There was one with people speaking English.
There was, but they didn't even say "World Star" either. They should have.
Now I'm just imagining me trying to beat someone up in the audience and then getting beat up, and then everyone would be back on my side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be sympathetic.
Yeah.
You'd be like the rom-com heroine that's like falling down.
Yeah. That would be my rom-com, is a female comic who gets beat up by a heckler.
Yeah. It could be like Obvious Child, but...
but with Thai boxing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But like you get beat up in the beginning instead of just bombing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you have to come back from that by beating the shit out of... Actually,
like Rocky.
It stops being about comedy at that point and it just becomes like a revenge. Yeah. Yeah. No,
I think we got something there.
The comedian's revenge.
Yeah.
I think we just...
It starts out as a stand-up comedy movie and it ends up as like Karate Kid.
Yeah, I think we just crowdfunded a movie there.
We brainstormed it.
Yeah.
Well, I know what my all right.
That's you're not disrupting English if you say brainstorm. That's an old word.
Well, I know, but I don't want to disrupt it with crowdfund. Because crowdfund, we didn't get any money.
Well, not yet.
We crowdsourced it.
There we go. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
That's the thing I meant to say.
Okay. Well, that's why I said brainstorm.
All right. So the other comedian comedy.
What's
thing.
The other thing that happened?
Hashtag content. Uh-huh. Hashtag content. Comedy.
Uh-huh. Hashtag pop culture.
People love comedy. Comedy podcast.
Fat Jew.
Oh.
That was a thing this week.
Yeah, dude. People went balls in on Fat Jew. They fucking called a pogrom on his ass.
Can I ask you guys?
That shit was weird.
Can I ask you guys, do you think... I saw it a lot on my Facebook aggregator.
Of course.
But I'm wondering if all of the comedians saw it, because all of the comedians were posting about it, but I don't know if anybody outside...
Like real people?
Of, yeah, I don't know if real people...
I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder that all the time.
Somebody made a
things.
Joke about it on Monday, and nobody in the audience knew what it was.
Yeah.
I think because so many comedians... Like, if you know one comedian, like, you pretty much heard about it.
How many people know one comedian?
That's a good question.
I think
if
a lot.
If you don't live in a city...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. But I think in any city, everyone knows at least one comedian. I feel actually no. What am I talking about? That's not right at all. I don't know. I do feel like the Fat Jew is that story was a bigger story than just comedians because of the fact that, first of all, I only recently became aware of the Fat Jew because I don't use I'm not on Instagram all that much.
What? But no. You're so beautiful. You should take more photos of
yourself. I know. I know.
You need to build your brand.
I know. I'm trying to get more hashtag content. But anyways, but actually Roxanne introduced me to the Fat Jewish and to Fuck Jerry. Mm-hmm. And Roxanne and most people in their 20s use Instagram more than Facebook, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I use Instagram a lot.
I'm barely on it. But I'm starting to go on it.
Slide into people's DMs.
I'm starting to make more videos. I'm using this other app where you can splice videos together. So I'm starting to do that just to try to make something with Instagram because I'm not good at just taking a picture. Like, look at the picture of the book. Look how good the book looked with the filter. Like, fuck that. Anyways, so
this has been Matt's thoughts on social media.
Yeah, thank you. Eat beans. I only recently learned about him on Instagram, but everyone apparently who uses Instagram knows the Fat Jewish. So I think it's a bigger story than just through comedians. But yeah. But
he's going to keep doing what he's doing, though, right?
I mean, he's not going to stop the Instagram thing, but apparently they were able to stop. Oh, we should probably give some
context
background.
I'll read the original story that sparked all this, because I think this had been building for a while. But then there was like this Hollywood Reporter story that just seemed kind of oblivious to the fact. It seemed like they were trying really hard not to point out that all of his content is just sort of
stolen,
repurposed,
and
without and unattributed.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. The Instagram comedian Josh Ostrovsky has made another move in his quest to take over Hollywood. The Instagram star, better known by his alter ego, the Fat Jew, has signed with CAA for representation in all areas. Ostrovsky 30 has parlayed his social media fame. He has more than 5.6 million followers on his Instagram account, the Fat Jewish, into a full-fledged entertainment career. In July, he signed a modeling contract with one management agency. He recently launched wine brand White Girl Rosé and will publish his first book, Money, Pizza, Respect, with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchet Book Corp Group, later this year.
Wow.
He's like the internet incarnate.
Yeah.
It's just like White Girl pun and pizza.
Pizza's good.
Pizza and...
I have a dog, bacon.
Yeah.
Also...
Plus size hipster Brooklyn model.
You can't spell meme without me.
Oh, snap.
Heyo. Ostrovsky is also looking for opportunities to bring his brand of comedy to television screens and currently has a pilot in development at Comedy Central.
What's his brand of comedy? Is not his brand of comedy just taking other people's brand of comedy?
I think it's him just making weird faces and having a strange ponytail.
Right? Yeah, well, he's got a look.
Okay.
He's got a shtick.
Does,
and then
he's
got takes,
a New York Magazine tattoo.
He takes a funny thing that somebody says. And then he screen caps it, and then he puts it on Instagram, and then he says a slightly less funny thing. And then that's
a shtick.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of funny because he's like I get why he's popular, because it's kind of the same reason that George Takei has like a lot of Facebook followers.
Right.
It's kind of like discount internet slurry. Where,
yeah, but
like,
George Takei is inspirational.
Right. He's Upworthy, whereas
right.
The Fat Jewish is like just Tumblr.
He's just Uproxx.
He's Downworthy.
Hey.
Sorry.
Wow. Where do you think you are right now?
I'm so sorry. I'm
oh
so
my
sorry.
God.
I won't bite the hand that feeds me again. I'm so sorry.
Feeds you. Yeah.
feeds you.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, so it's, I get it when someone doesn't, they're not like on Tumblr all day and they kind of just get a nice overview of like what memes are happening that day just by following the Fat Jewish.
No,
but
yeah,
there's no
that.
Reason you're like, I want to watch a comedy show starring that guy for some reason.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't get it, or I don't get why He would get, I mean, I guess he's, if you have 5 million followers on Instagram, then Hollywood's going to notice, because they're going to be like, oh, that's like 5 million people worth of influence, and we can probably, we can probably put something out with him and get his followers to watch it. So it's like the advertising's built in. I get all that. But the internet seemed to go crazy on him because he steals everything. I mean, he doesn't have original content, from what I've heard. Like,
not
he,
really. No.
Like he just sort of, like you said, he just tags other people's things. Like he'll take a screen cap of someone's tweet, and then he will the tweet will be the joke, and on his account he'll write in like the caption something less funny.
Like even in like if it was going to be like a Tosh.0 style video like show where they like. He presents memes. I don't know what they would do with him, even if it was related to that. Mm-hmm. Even that, those shows are like, someone else made this dumb video. Like, it's never like, I'm the one who made this video.
Right. I think the difference there is, and I think this would be, all would be different if, first of all, dealing with stand-up comedians, you're dealing with a lot of people who are like, if you're not doing stand-up, then fuck you. So which is like fair enough in terms of like, if this guy, as far as I can tell, does not make any content, he's just like, that'd be like saying the CEO of Reddit is has been signed to a modeling contract.
Yeah.
And like, it seems like everyone else does the work. He's just like the name. He's like the brand. But because he happens to be a single person who looks weird, they give him the title of comedian. Like, I'm not sure what he does.
Right.
What does he do? Does he do things? Has he ever?
I don't know.
I don't even know what his voice is like.
His social media presence does not stop with his Instagram feed. The often profane comedian. I think that was the line that probably pissed a lot of
people
off.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, I think that's what people.
Like, that's the thing. Is it?
I think they're calling him a comedian, and he's not.
Yeah.
I think that's the main problem. Is that they're lumping him in with all these people who have been like working for 20 years.
Like actual comedians. Like that, comedians like Marcella Arguello got a bunch of stuff stolen by the fat Jew. First of all, can we stop real quick? What's his real name?
Josh Ostrovsky.
Josh Ostrovsky. That's an actual comedian.
That's what I thought everyone was talking about for a minute. I was like, fat Jew Josh Ostrovsky?
I know that guy. That's me. Yeah, no.
Offensive is that he calls himself the fat Jew?
Yeah, first of all, where's Harvey Weinstein in all this? I feel like Harvey's like, excuse me. If anyone's a fat Jew, it's me. All right, I've been fat and a Jew since I was born. I don't know what he talks like.
Like when you make sounds where are you trying to imitate the sound of someone's jowls?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? I mean, this is just how I talk. This is Harvey Weinstein. And I want to say, if anyone should have the handle of that Jewish, it should be me. I feel like a gun.
Did you just eat my cat?
But yeah, what I don't like about the name is... is starting a sentence off. See, the thing about the fat Jew, or like, man, fuck.
He's made himself bulletproof.
Yeah, I hate it because like I want to just start calling him by his name because first of all, very presumptuous that he thinks he is the fat Jew. Mm-hmm. I mean, I completely agree with that.
Unfair across the board,
and also it's made it so that my Facebook feed has been very hostile for the last few days. Mm-hmm. It's just been like
fuck the fat Jew,
and I'm just
stealing,
like
stealing, conniving,
yeah, coveting Jew. We must kill this covetous Jew.
So greedy with all his contracts, trying to control the whole internet.
Yeah, this fat cat covetous Jew. I'm just like, man, I don't like... My Facebook feed feels weird. And I know it's not. I know it's that they're talking about a specific person. But
they did trigger warning.
I blame him, but I feel also bad blaming him because I also feel like I'm blaming the
victim.
Do you
think he picked the name because he knew he was going to be stealing things and that it would like make other people look bad if they were like, fat Jew stole my stuff. Yeah. And it's like, wow, what is wrong with you?
Wow, how could easy there.
How could you?
Just, geez.
Especially at the beginning. Like, that's a shield for the beginning.
What if he's not Jewish? What if he's just Polish? I hope he's just Polish.
Like he's going to piece pulling some Rachel Dolezal thing.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, that would be so tight. But then,
oh, actually, I'm trans-Semitic.
He's like, well, I converted. Be like, fuck.
That still counts.
That still counts. Did you do a mikvah? Yes. Fuck. Yeah.
Was that fuck with like a Hebrew, like a Yiddish?
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. This is hardly fucking Weinstein. It keeps changing. But yeah, I don't know about this the fat Jew, but I know that people on the internet seem to be anti him now, which is tight. But what about like this Fuck Jerry guy? Is he cool? Or
I don't know.
What is Fuck Jerry?
Jerry's the same shit as the fat Jewish. It's like it's an Instagram account.
Okay. So the Tosh.0 thing was an interesting comparison because I mean, it's different because Tosh got famous like being a comedian before he did that. But I mean, isn't it the same? Isn't his the Fat Jew's Instagram account kind of the same thing as Tosh.0's show?
If he had made himself into like a Buzz, if he made himself a corporation, like a BuzzFeed kind of thing, and they were like, "Oh, BuzzFeed's got a deal to produce a new show," it's that he has posed himself as the one and only.
That's true. That's a very good point. I think it's exactly like that. If he had created some sort of network and called it that, and it was like, oh, the Fat Jewish Network has, you know, gotten all these deals, it'd be different. But he's coming out like as the guy, and right. And because
you're
he's
watching FJN.
Yeah. Welcome to the Fat Jewish Network.
I'm Harvey Weinstein.
I'm Harvey Weinstein. Welcome to my late night show. Oh man. But yeah, I think it is like the
tight show.
It's like the
celebrities
it's the
come over and get drunk.
It's the careerist like fucking the celebrity thing. It's like him trying
modeling
to be a,
becoming a brand.
He's becoming a famous brand thing. I think that rubs everyone the wrong way. And last but not least, it's because he's co-opting the title of like comedian, which kind of suggests that he is in any way funny or in any way creates his own material.
What if he is a comedian? What if he like does shitty stand-up?
Well, I mean...
If he went by that merit, if he got hired for that merit of his shitty stand-up...
That'd be a different thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've kind of been waiting for the other side of it. Like people going like, dude, he's been writing these sketches or he's been like he's written for these shows or he's performed.
I've been doing so many sketches all my 20s and then nothing happened until I started an Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Or something where you kind of can develop, I don't know, like a little bit of sympathy for him, because right now he just seems like the biggest piece of shit in the world. And the fact that he lost his development deal, it like makes me happy.
Well, I've always said
and
this
I don't
about
like being happy about things.
About shticks like as a comedian.
They're going to be about somebody's misfortune
or just
like
anything. I don't like being happy about anything.
Like as a comic, I feel like you kind of have to have a shtick so people remember you.
Sure.
But once you get famous, people will instantly start hating you because of the shtick. So
yeah.
So like he's got this look where he's got his dumb ponytail and
right,
his like
yeah.
shaved
yeah,
head.
Yeah, but that's automatically hateful.
Right, but it's also probably part of the reason why he got popular, because it's like, oh, he's like this memorable, like he's this wacky
eccentric
character,
yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like they kind of every comedian that gets famous fast, it's kind of like, oh, they're like a human cartoon character, you
right?
Know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think anybody was like, oh, Gabriel Iglesias, like his bits are so thoughtful. It's kind of like, oh, he's like, you know, he's like a human cartoon
but
character.
But there's like affected, like cartoon character, and there's like a distilling of your essence.
Yeah, but it's
a blurry line, though.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the
like,
difference.
Like, what do you do with, like, Judah Friedlander?
Right.
Where I'm like, I don't know who this guy is beneath, like, his hats and dumb glasses.
He writes jokes, though.
No, I know, but it's just sort of like, yeah, that's true. But it's like, but that's very much an affected sort of thing.
Right.
Do you think really that's, like, a distilling of his essence?
No, but
probably in a bit, like, a bit. I mean, I'm sure he's definitely doing shtick, but I think it's hard to say that someone can be a completely disingenuous character because if they do stand-up...
You can. I mean, Larry the Cable Guy is a great example of that. Like, he went out using his real name, and he was doing sort of hacky, like, whatever, you know, Borscht Belty kind of comedy.
Right.
And then he created this character, and then people realized the character... Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you call the
That would be amazing.
What do you call the Gentile
He's
Borscht
the original Belt? Fat Jew.
Yeah. The what do you call it?
Yeah, he cut his sleeves off, and all the Jews are like, "You're excommunicated. Sorry, right. You have to be a Gentile now."
God damn it!
But it's like when
no, but he started this character, and then he realized people liked the character, so he just became the character.
Yeah, but
all
he
the
worked
time.
On that character. It's like when you right. go into like eighth grade, and you're like, "Call me Joe Jane," which is what I ask people to call me.
Joe Jane.
Yeah.
Why Joe Jane?
Go why?
I wanted a nickname, and I wanted kind of a boy sounding nickname because I thought girls named like Charlie were cool. You know
oh
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
You know, girls with a boy's name.
Yeah,
yeah, they
sure.
were super hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, but like, you can't ask someone to just like someone who's Judah Friedlander probably worked on that character-ish mm-hmm. thing for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel but, like that you guy don't just think... put on a funny shirt and started doing his hair weird, and then he's like, "Now I'm a character."
I don't know, man. Being really fat and having a bunch of dumb tattoos and a stupid haircut, I feel like there is some commitment. I mean, there's a level of commitment there.
I'm sure he's been that
there's
douchey.
No effort in that.
I'm sure he's been that douchey for a long time. Let's at least give him that. He's probably been
working on that.
That douchey looking for a while. All right. But because he has no body of work other than other people's work to back up like any claim that he's somehow a legitimate comedian.
Yeah.
It makes it really easy to be like, this guy seems like a fraud.
There's no
I mean,
because
that's what he is. He is a fraud if he does not make his own content and yet he is going to be given his own show. Like, okay,
and it's
it
weird
doesn't matter about the own show. It's the comedian thing. It's the comedian yeah. thing. That's
well, and it's also, if he would just have credited a bunch of people, I feel like,
oh yeah.
Oh, everything
yeah,
like would be different.
Like you could have just as popular of an Instagram account where
yeah,
you hashtag like someone you could see like if you put it's still shitty to screen cap someone's tweet and put it on Instagram
yeah,
instead
that's horrible.
Of instead of retweeting it, but I don't think anybody would have been mad if he did that.
Well, no, not with the amount of followers he had.
No.
In fact, there's probably a point at which all this could have been avoided if like he had been doing it kind of like ignorantly and being like, "Well, whatever, it doesn't matter." And then he gets a million followers. Now he can actually credit the people.
He does try to credit
and help
people
them.
Now.
Yeah.
And it would be great.
Yeah.
If you got reposted by him, it'd be good for your career.
It helps to just repost it and put the name. And that's good that now that he's doing that. But it is you know, a little bit late, you yeah. know, in the game. I don't know. I understand the bitterness. So I understand why people
he'll be hoisted on his own petard pretty soon.
Yeah, man. All those words.
Or is it like because there was such a backlash? Is now is it going to be like people kind of feel sorry for him and they're like, "Oh,
no,
he's kind of like the underdog now."
I don't
he'll
know.
He'll disappear like anybody else. Everything's going to fucking.
But then he'll all be right. hosted on his own retard.
Or he'll have a comeback and he'll show that he has something to offer, and that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other topic.
More content. Hashtag content.
Hashtag content. My hashtag, next. Hashtag that's a good content. Segue into my next.
Your next
into your next
of hashtag
so,
content.
Your next content?
Yeah, my next content.
So many contents.
So, I don't know if this bugs you guys as much as it bugs me.
Probably.
Probably not.
Is it about Jews?
Street masturbation.
Yeah, it's definitely about Jews.
Okay, then it'll bug me.
Yeah.
No, not that Jews bug me, but the go on.
It's about child actors.
Oh.
So child actors, one. And then two... The thing where people cast a child actor who has like kind of like a childlike speech impediment.
Uh-huh.
Like it feels patronizing. Like you couldn't just have a kid. You needed like an extra childlike kid.
What's wrong with that?
So I was watching a movie on...
What, you don't like speech impediments?
Yeah, I'll give you a good example.
What, Uncle Vince, you don't like speech impediments?
Why are you so mean?
Stop it.
Why are you so mean to us?
I'll give you a...
What's your scaled?
Sorry, didn't have enough.
Sorry,
something cute's happening.
So can you tell just how cute it is?
Let me hear this. Hold on.
Is this our new house? No, this isn't our new house, but this belongs to one of Mommy's yoga clients.
Yeah, we couldn't afford this house, but we're happy to stay
Tim,
here.
Tim.
This is like a nice hotel house.
Are you going to be a D-O-U-C-H-E?
No.
Okay, good. It's gonna be a real.
What is this?
It's a movie that I was watching a screener of, and I had to record some of it just because like this kid, it was just everything that annoys me just like squozen into
squozen.
Now you sound like a speech impediment.
Yeah.
It's squozen into the bath.
What squozen?
Next time.
Have fun.
I had too much fun.
I won't. Okay, say hi to everybody.
Yes, I will.
I love you guys.
Love you, Daddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Is the kid gonna talk?
Yeah.
Bye.
Wait for it. You gotta wait for it.
Mom, pop up?
Nope.
Yeah. Don't forget the taxes.
Don't forget the taxes.
I won't.
It's gonna be a whole conversation.
Why don't I come to you? Because I haven't seen the kids in so long. That would be so nice. And then we'll just do it from there. Cool. All right, get ready, baby. We are gonna have a fun Saturday night.
Fucking talk, kid.
I blame Vince.
Mm-hmm. Mama?
Yeah?
Why isn't Daddy here?
Because what? Daddy had to stay home and do some things that Mommy wanted him to do. Because Daddy has some responsibilities.
Well, what is a responsibility?
What's a responsibility?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes mommies want daddies to pitch in and help out and do things. And those are called responsibilities. And if you don't do them, then mommy comes after you and goes, why didn't you do everything I wanted you to do? You don't like when mommy gets like that?
No.
No, I don't like it either, actually. So daddy is at home.
So is it annoying because of the kid, or is it like a combination of the incredibly mundane things going on the kid?
I'm annoyed by this whole thing.
I'm annoyed by you, right?
This, okay, well, first of all.
I don't know if it was me. I was just like,
no. It is you.
No, no.
You're not annoyed by that?
No, I'm annoyed by you.
Oh my God, that shit's infuriating to me.
No, I was annoyed. I definitely got it with the kid.
Mommy, what's responsibilities?
All right, first of all.
Shut the fuck up. Why would I want to watch this
Vince,
in a movie?
Vince, I was a child actor.
Oh, go on. Go on, child actor.
You seem like you have very good diction.
Yeah.
I do now. But when I was a child, I got cut out of the NBC show Profiler. Because I had a disturbing lisp.
Really? So what happened? What were your lines in Profiler? What did you have to say?
Mommy with the onsuits.
That seemed like a good line read.
I was very good, but you wanted to get to the murders quicker.
Oh.
Cut me out.
They're like, all right, this we got to make this snappy. These kids got to get murdered way quicker. We're cutting orange juice.
Why is the mail coming in?
That was the scene.
What about, oh, no, they're killing me. Oh, daddy, mommy, they're killing me. Mommy, daddy.
I'm being stabbed.
I'm being stabbed. Oh, now I'm being molested. I can feel the innocence draining from my little bitty heart. Oh, no. My anus.
No.
My
stop.
Cute little Wayne. It's Jared Fogle. Hashtag content.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think they picked those kids? There's no way.
Yeah, they got the cutest sounding kid. I mean,
but why do
what are you expecting?
Why do people want the kid? Why does a speech impediment make the kid sound cuter?
Because it just does.
Okay, so
it's like fake cuteness, and it feels very patronizing.
It's like the limping lamb in the flock. You're like, oh, look, it's so sad. It's gonna have a horrible life. For right now, it's real cute.
All
right,
but it's not.
So tell me
so
this. First
cute.
Of all, who's in this movie? Who's that actress who was talking? Sounded familiar.
I don't know if I should say.
Oh, you're not allowed
illegal?
To.
It's not I only played like 30 seconds of it. So
yeah,
I don't think it's
all this is illegal.
It's a Joe Swanberg movie. It's Digging for Fire.
Okay, so we can't say who the actress is, but we can say everything.
I don't know who the actress is.
Oh,
I
okay.
Don't.
All right. Well, no, I was just wondering because,
I could Google it, but
well,
why?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I think they cast the kid because the kid was adorable, right?
No,
did the kid look adorable?
I guess. It's just, I think I have a problem with kids that I can tell a casting agent thought was adorable.
Right,
where
okay.
You're like, come on.
But you hate it on this meta kind of level where you're forced to, like, watch a movie like fucking the guy in Clockwork Orange with your eyes just
no,
peeled back
I just,
and you have to, like, sit
they've
there.
They've been doing that shit since the 90s where they get a kid that's, like, an exaggerated
like the,
caricature of a kid.
Like
I
the
love
Jerry,
that shit.
Like the Jerry Maguire kid?
Yeah.
That little fucking
or the
bitch.
Girl from Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh,
just hearing that little
Mara
lisp.
Wilson?
I mean, she's cool now.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Why did you say that? What's amoebic dysentery?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, I hate that so much.
I'm Matilda now.
Like, I would rather see an adult.
Now I'm adult. She's an adult now.
I want more Gary Colemans, you know?
You mean adults playing children?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
you mean people with horrible diseases that have limited their lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People.
Well, I mean, they're better at playing kids than real kids.
Whatever happened?
Hey, don't talk against my industry.
What happened to Emmanuel Lewis? Did he die?
He's just hanging out.
Is he?
Is he?
He lives in Coeur d'Alene.
He might be dead.
Can we call him?
Well, probably we could call him. What's he doing?
But no, he's Emmanuel, alive. What are you doing?
He's alive. He's
Well, isn't that
his mother was a computer programmer?
Okay.
He had cameo appearances in the 2007 film Kicking It Old School.
Oh yeah, really crushing it with this hashtag content right now.
No, no. Well, Emmanuel, people got to know about him. You know,
the Wikipedia cast.
God, we just read Wikipedia.
Let me just see what's going. Okay, on November 9th, 2014, Lewis appeared on Ken Reed's TV Guidance Counselor podcast. Oh my God, he was on a podcast.
And that's on his Wikipedia?
The episode was was recorded live at Davis Square Theater in Somerville, Mass. Hey, isn't that where Stevie Post is from? Somerville.
Yeah.
As a part of the 2014 Boston Comedy Festival.
Boston Comedy Festival.
Boston Comedy Festival. Oh, that's good.
You got a little kid with a lisp and a Boston accent.
Oh,
Mommy, where did you park the car?
Did you park the car at fucking Harvard Yard?
You're wicked retarded, but that's what they said about me.
Mommy, all the kids at school called me a fag.
Why there, Marie, this MTV hooker?
You trash. You fucking trash.
Your mother's trash.
Your
father's trash.
You're always going to be trash.
Timmy, shut your fucking mouth up.
Oh, my God. I think I started doing like a New York
No one wants to hear your goddamn lisp, you little piece of shit.
You fucking trash. You fucking whore.
Shut it, Timmy. I'm going to come over here. Hit you with a belt, goddammit.
An actual foul mouth fucking kid would, like Boston accent kid. I think I'd watch that. As a show. Yeah, I think I'd watch that fucking show.
I think Seth MacFarlane is already has that in development.
Oh, damn it. Man. He's going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Just a cutaway. Isn't he the original Fat Jew?
Kind of. That's a good point.
I'm just trying to figure out who the original Fat
Jew
is.
No, I mean, because that's derivative content. It's not quite.
Yeah, derivative is not stolen. That's true. We got to give him some
credit. He does write cutaways.
He had to think about other people's content first.
Right.
Hey, this kind of reminds me of something else that was funny once.
The shitty thing about Seth MacFarlane is I think he is actually funny. He's just such a born shill that, like, you'll laugh.
You mean a salesman?
Yeah, exactly.
You just hate that he's a salesman.
More like
I do.
He's a shillsman.
If you watch any of his movies, it's like one thing is be funny, and then you know if something's funny, he's going to repeat it like three times because he's like, that was good. We got to do that again.
Yeah, never stop doing that. Nope. Yeah, no, he's definitely, but he is legitimately funny and talented. Yeah. You know, so
and an amazing singer.
Great voice actor.
Yeah, he really is.
Sure.
I mean,
like, he could have been like the world's best voice actor, really.
Yeah, he's kind of undeniable when it comes to like being a talented person. So there's no real comparison.
And that's what the Fat Jew doesn't have.
Mm. I mean, as far as I know, it could be that the Fat Jew.
What if he's like an amazing concert pianist?
Ooh,
That would be tight.
That would be amazing.
What if? Oh, you know what would really annoy me though? What if it turned out that he did run the banks? I would be so pissed at him for having the name. I'd be like, why do you have to do that, man? Yeah. Why do you have
Just
to have that name?
Perpetuating stereotypes.
Or like, what if he did 9/11? Damn it.
He was supposed to be in the building, and then that day...
he got the call.
Yeah, he got the call.
Yeah.
Him and the elders.
All of the elders of Zion.
Mm-hmm. What if he wrote the Turner Diary?
How old is he?
30.
I really liked my...
Did you not listen to the Hollywood Reporter piece that I just read?
No.
Sorry, he's 30.
When you talk, I said...
Did you guys like my...
I know.
Did you guys like my tweet?
That effect on people.
Which one?
The one that said, hey... I'm not anti-fat Jew. I'm anti-fat Zionist, said my more
progressive
Zionist
is.
Facebook friend.
I liked the one about the hard J. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
A
Zionist is basically, well, depends.
Someone who believes in a Jewish homeland.
In a Jewish homeland, okay. In a Jewish state.
I should know this. I read the Yiddish Policeman's Union. I'm learned.
That's fun.
That's Michael Chabon's worst book, but.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good
setting, less good story.
And what that joke is about how, like, for some people who are against the government of Israel, they, you know, who have legitimate reasons, that they consider themselves possibly anti-Zionist, which can be totally fair.
Does this have anything to do with the Matrix?
No. Well, kind of. Everything kind of does. But
Matrix or Zion?
And then both. And then there's people who call themselves anti-Zionists. But then they'll be like, Israel controls the world. And then you're like, this sounds a lot like, this sounds a lot like the old stereotypes. And you're just changing it from Jews to Israel or Zionist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was what I was
I liked your tweet.
I liked it too. And did I just thought I'd say it.
Did you like my Jared Fogle one?
Oh, what was it?
I think it's sick the way we as a society fatten these people up only to slim them down, build them up, and then tear them down again.
Oh, that's good.
That's a Matt Reather favorite tweet.
Yeah.
That is a very good tweet.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. High five.
I knew I had you on.
All right. I got some drafts. You guys want to hear some tweet drafts? Let's do it. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Stealing Harris's foam corner now that he's dead.
Oh, he's been dead, man. Shouldn't have done all that heroin. Some of us stopped. Oh, I'm sorry, Harris. All right. Hold on. Let's see.
If you could get the Harris's Foam Corner theme up, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Hold on. Nope, that's not good. Master of Two Holocausts?
You've been kicked off your list throne. We should talk about that.
Oh, we could talk about that. Oh,
off your list?
Oh, here's one. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, I actually tweeted this. It didn't do well, but I feel like it didn't do well because I didn't do it justice.
You just didn't sell it, man.
The frat fans will like it.
Yeah. Being in a relationship after a while, asking for sex, you sound a lot like Forrest Gump when he was like, Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. That's how you ask for sex. It didn't work here either, huh?
You're going to find a room for that one day.
Yeah. I think I just need a better comparison. I just really like Lieutenant Dan ice cream. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like that's how I ask for sex when I'm in a relationship, which I'm not anymore. So I got kicked off my list throne, you said.
Your list throne?
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
OJ Patterson made the list of the top 5 comedians in the Bay. And you were on it. Congrats.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was it. I didn't even know we were talking.
Were you guys both on it?
No, I wasn't.
No. I wasn't on it either.
I was.
Fucking OJ.
I was on it. No big deal.
I don't deserve to be on it. I'm okay with that.
It's a very, very big honor to have been put on a blog. Not the first. One of the other blogs, The Social Underground.
Okay.
It's
too much.
Did you guys?
OJ Patterson wrote some really nice words.
Yeah.
He called me a series of words that I didn't understand. he's a
great writer.
He's a great writer. And also, I am dumb as fuck. So, like, some of it I was like, totally. And others I was like, what? Hold on. Let me just read some of the thing I didn't quite. Maybe you guys can explain it to me. What is this?
Yeah.
Just tell me what this means, okay?
Okay.
All right. A shoegaze charmer speaking in rambling, meandering patter with self-effacing neurotic charisma. Got that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One part
accurate.
One part discourse, crafting arguments, mining jokes, multiple angles, entertaining the logic of would-be detractors as puppets for hypotential histrionics.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade.
Wielding humor to invite.
This is very. He needs to be writing liner notes because this is like perfect. Like
Foster Wallace.
Like art. What's art forum? This is like perfect art forum liner notes.
Okay, I don't know that either. I really would love to know what. Entertaining the logic of would-be detractors as puppets for hypotential.
I got it until that part.
Yeah, hypotential.
Hypothetical. I guess that's.
Oh, hypotential histrionics. Don't know what those either.
Histrionics is like it.
Like hysterectomy is when you get your uterus removed.
Yeah, it's you yelling at puppet people who are mad about their hysterectomies.
Okay, wielding humor to invite a point of view. Okay, that I get. And then, actually, that's the only part I didn't get. And another part: bombast, overshares and overdrive, wild guttural splatterings of unexpected darkness or smut or absurdity.
Yeah.
Tight.
Which is very nice.
He's got you, bro.
I know.
OJ writes better about comedy than like anybody I've read.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. I mean, he's just always been really
except for that part we didn't understand.
Because he's better than us, Vince.
Yeah, I think
he's better than us.
That's him. That's just me not knowing what words mean, which is more my fault. But I love just the, like, even though I didn't know what hypotential histrionics meant, I do love the alliteration. Yeah, I can appreciate that both of them start with an H.
Can you Google?
And also, he kind of nails me, pretty dead on in terms of like what I guess I do. I just wish I
must be nice.
It must be nice to have someone write words. Is that what you mean?
Is that your Opco? Is that your Opco?
What's that?
Is that your Lennon?
No. Well, now it is. I'm Jewish. Hello.
What was the Jewish John Lennon? John Lennon character you were doing?
This is the Jewish John Lennon. Hello.
How are you different than regular John Lennon?
Oh, I run the media. That's the difference.
Is that why the Beatles were so popular?
The Beatles were popular because we got together in a cabal. Mm-hmm. We got together in a cabal. Sometimes I go into Australian mode. Anyways, we had a little secret cabal and we said, let's take over. And so we did. And I'm Jewish now. I used to do heroin. Then
that's a very interesting way that you pronounce heroin.
Heroin.
Do you wear costumes to do heroin?
Do I wear what?
Costumes on Halloween.
Oh, do I wear costumes on Halloween? No. Well, I guess in a way I do, because every outfit is a costume in a way, if you think about it. At least that's what I learned in shul.
Did Gentile John Lennon do heroin?
Gentile John, yes.
Also?
What was he? What now?
Did he also do heroin?
Oh yes, he enjoyed heroin. We did it together. Damn it! It's a bit of a hard accent, all right. Now I can't do it for too long without sounding Australian.
What is your popular?
Hi, I'm Jewish John Lennon again. Hi,
Jewish John. What is your most popular Jewish John Lennon song?
Oh, let me think. What is my?
Would you imagine?
What would I imagine is my most pop? I would say.
Why My Account Gently Weeps, or?
Oh, that's pretty good, but that's a George Harrison song. You see, I know a bit too much about my own music to make these puns. All right, let me see. Back in the USSR, and then leaving again because we got kicked out. okay, that wasn't good. That wasn't. Let's think of more songs.
She came in through the attic?
She came into the. That's good. I think that was Paul McCartney, but
Maxwell's Silver Menorah.
That's also Paul. see, this is the problem. It's like you guys can just name Beatles songs and think, "Oh, that's probably John." No, we have very specific differences. Hey, Bulldog,
Lady Hadassah.
Oh, Lady Hadassah's pretty good. I can't remember much because of the heroin and the acid, and also. Obviously, I'm Jewish because I have an Asian girlfriend. Jews love Asian.
Paperback writer, I think that goes. That's a good.
Paperback writer.
Taxman?
Oh, Taxman's pretty good. That might be George too, though. I'm sorry. It turns
George
out
songs.
John Lennon never wrote a single song. He just stole just like a Jew would.
He's the original Big Jew.
Yeah.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Corporation.
He did write that one, and that's very good. Mm. But also anti-Semitic. Well, if you've tuned out by now, I understand.
Sergeant Pepperstein. Never mind.
Sergeant Pepperstein's Lonely Hearts Club. Racist. What's your fucking problem?
He's going full Liverpool.
Is that Cockney John Lennon?
Hey, what's your fucking problem?
Cockney Jewish John Lennon.
Cockney. Accents are harder, right?
Yeah.
I gotta go. Bye.
I've been trying to do posh.
Oh, no, I came back. That's what I do. And now I'm going again.
I've been trying to work on posh London, which is just, I heard someone on the bus going, total. And I was like, that's it. Total gorgeous.
Can I ask, was she kind of chubby?
She was slightly chubby. She was like Bridget Jones chubby.
I've noticed that.
You say like, you gotta say like.
But
a
she
lot.
Had like, she had a real like, a fuck you, Diane, Princess Diana face.
Okay,
like, that kind of like very like, almost like a horse, but not quite.
Yeah, like a
nice
pretty horse.
Yeah.
Like an elegant horse.
So she's just on the phone, like, total gorgeous, like, gorgeous girl. Like, if you, like...
Gorgeous girl.
Gorgeous girl. Damn it. If you, like, had Naomi Watts and Kate Middleton just, like, fucking in a corner.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. Ooh, fucking good. In that's a good corner.
Yeah, you got those
and
R's.
They were just fucking. And then George Clooney came over and just, like, came all over their faces. And then you stuck that inside.
George Clooney is not English, to my knowledge.
Yes, but he's the most beautiful man in the world, obviously.
And he comes on a lot of
he
British
lives
women's
in
faces.
Italy. We can't.
Yes. Is he gay?
George Clooney? What?
Because he's kind of gay, though.
He does like pranking and his pot-bellied pig a lot. Ooh. Or he did like his
pot-bellied pig. He has a pot-bellied pig?
He had a pot-bellied pig for a long time.
So
during his bachelor phase.
Isn't he a bachelor?
No, he got married to
Amal. Yeah, Amal.
He married a humanitarian lawyer? Is that right?
Yeah.
He got married to
amazing.
To Amal?
He married Amal. He married Mall of America.
What did you guys say? What he got married to Amal.
Amal. What's her last name?
Her name is Amal.
Amal. Yeah.
Is she? What is she like racially?
I think she's Syrian.
Oh, that's tight. Syrians are.
Well,
dope.
His name's Amal Clooney. Amal Ram, Lebanese British lawyer, activist, and author.
Do you worry
she's
that
she's a barrister at Dotty Street?
She's
Chambers.
A barrister.
She's yeah.
Oh,
she's a British lawyer.
A barrister. That's what they say. I'm a barrister. I'm sorry. I'm doing a lot of jowl voices.
Mr.
Today.
Potter.
Mr. Potter.
Prank videos. I went into the prank video fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, don't
earlier.
Do that, man.
No.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Ashley Madison? Happy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the Happy Madison hack?
Yeah. The Happy Madison hack.
A Happy Madison hack would be fucking great because it would just be just.
Hotel are we staying at?
Yeah, check out these gifts. That's like everything. So no, the Ashley Madison hack. That means that all those people are gonna lose their wives.
So one of the I feel weird about the Ashley Madison hack.
Bad
because
or good?
What's that?
I don't know if that's bad or good.
What? That they got hacked?
No, like if somebody if the like the result was that people like lost their.
Like all these cheating people
yeah.
got in trouble?
Should
I think
they
that's
be
bad.
Exposed or
no,
should they
absolutely
have their privacy?
Not.
They oh, they definitely privacy. Should have their privacy. Right. I think that's the case. The question is, now that they don't, what's the worst thing about it? Well, some families get torn up, maybe.
But now there's all this schadenfreude because like...
Are people happy about
well,
this?
Well, one of the people that got exposed was Josh Duggar.
Oh, all right. So anyone...
Duggar.
Anyone who is hypocritical or part of the like, what do you call it? The
family first.
Yeah,
bullshit.
All those.
And the other ones,
moral authority. Or
the
whatever.
Other ones that got exposed were this couple. I didn't know about this when it happened.
Moral
so
majority.
There was like a YouTube prank couple where the husband.
Oh no! This isn't about
them.
The baby, right?
Yeah, the baby.
No, let's
one.
Not talk
no.
about this.
It's just so wrong.
They broke up.
No,
they got. He was one of the ones that got hacked.
Right, so he's. I mean, that's what I mean. He's,
wait, he's one of the ones that got hacked, and he.
Like he was trying to cheat on his wife.
Uh huh.
The one he like pranked or fake pranked. I don't even. Did you see this?
No, I've seen them.
Okay, here's what I thought we were talking about: is that there was a couple who did a baby surprise video that got
yeah.
viral.
Yep.
Like I'm pregnant. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. And then the. Story I saw pop up that I did not read was that couple loses baby.
Okay, so that couple said they lost the baby. It turned out the whole thing was staged.
Oh,
so there's no baby.
Then,
there's no baby.
There's no baby.
They said
baby.
They lost the baby.
No, not only they said they lost the baby. So okay, so
it's
then
like
they,
balloon
then
kid
they
all
said
over again.
Then they said you. Here's the headline: YouTube couple says pregnancy miscarriage was quote staged by God.
What?
The video blogging couple whose pregnancy announcement went viral and then 3 days later announced their miscarriage have taken a moment to address their skeptics and say that, yes, the incident was staged, quote, by God.
Oh, so it wasn't staged.
No, I think it was staged.
Sounds
but
like it wasn't.
But if they say staged by God, they mean, oh, yeah, it was
that means
staged
it did
by
happen.
Our Lord.
That means it did happen. That's like the worst. This, why would they say it that way?
I don't know.
They'd make it extra vague.
Oh, it was staged by God himself.
Yeah.
Toward the end of the 13-minute video, which starts with the couple opening fan mail, including a book about surviving miscarriage, Sam says he's excited by all the critics out there because it proves that his family was chosen by God. It makes me think of the verse John 15:19. He says, if you are of the world will love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you from the world hates you. I just think that's so amazing. Because I chose you, the world hates you. God told us we're going to be hated. So what we're seeing right now is God's will being played out for our lives as Christians.
Whatever. If they lost a baby, then it's sad. I'm sad that there was a baby.
I am too. I'm confused whether this is real or not.
Did they not lose the baby?
I don't know.
Was there a baby?
There shouldn't be anything.
See, what's happening right now is now we care about something that probably, like, none of this is real.
I have to worry about people in my own lives who, like, actually have real problems.
Right. Yeah, you have to worry about your miscarriage.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's crying. No, don't. Don't cry.
You okay?
Don't worry about the baby.
Is it because I said the child actor thing?
Yeah.
It's because of the juice thing.
Oh. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it.
I liked that job.
It happens all the time. People lose babies and they get them back.
And they get cut out of pilots.
You know what?
So anyway,
SAG will always be around.
I went from this couple to like other YouTube pranks. And there's like an entire species of YouTube prank where they like someone just comes up to someone and says like something offensive
and then they're punched.
Like, oh, it's a joke because
when I said
I want to fuck your butt is actually this doll I have named Butt.
Yeah that guy, those guys are like famous for going up to black people
and speaking of being
like, hey, pull up your pants, and then the guys just start going off on them. I think those are all fake though, but
so,
go on.
Okay, so this one's definitely fake, but just
can we talk about the O.J. Simpson prank show?
The execution,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, we should at some point.
The execution of this one, like, I couldn't not laugh at the intro. So, like, basically the concept of this one is, I guess there's a nightclub called Niga. And it's this Russian guy who goes up to black people and says, do you know where is a Niga?
Oh, man.
And just his intro, like his broken English, kind of kills me. It's called Victor Crazy TV.
Can I just start it? Let me just say, what's up? What's up, everybody? No, go ahead. What does he say?
What's up, guys? Today I will go to the black
people. What's up, guys?
I will go to the black people and I ask one question. Do you know where is the nigga? Look at the reaction of people. But don't really nigga. There is Nigga Night Club. Let's go.
Why
shouldn't get a visa. He should be kicked out of the country.
Why are so many of them Russian? Also, that's a weird thing.
Because Russian guys are wild and crazy.
Because no one wants to mess with Russians. Now the question is he a big guy? Because I can't see him. What does he look like?
One question: do you know where is Niga? Where is it, Niga?
Oh, he's like a straight bro.
Niga.
I never heard of it.
It's
a pretty bad prank.
I like how it doesn't work at all, and yet he put it in the video.
Yeah,
like, I don't like he's expecting him to get mad or something, and they're like, "Yeah, we don't know where that nightclub is." Sorry.
Yeah, they very clearly are like, "He must not be talking about this. Must not be a racial slur."
Yeah.
Now the question is, at that point where he goes, "Oh, so this is prank." And then they go, oh, so you were just calling us the N-word.
Yeah.
No,
it's yoke.
It's a part of it's a prank. So I wanted you to think that, but I wasn't. It's like, yeah, but you were then. Well, in a way.
In Soviet Russia. And then he just walks away.
That should be your new character, is the thoughtful, the self-reflective Russian prankster.
Yeah. I guess in a way... All of life is prank.
Life joke, you know?
And maybe just calling things prank does not excuse bad behavior.
I think you're onto something, Victor.
I never thought about it like that. Do you know where the N-word is?
Chris. Hi, man. One question. Do you know where is the nigga?
What?
Where is the nigga?
What the fuck? Yeah, yo.
This part's very fake.
Very fake.
Because the guy's obviously not trying to punch him. Anyway, so then...
We didn't even get to the punch part. You know it's fake because the initial reaction to a Russian man saying a bunch of words you pretty much don't recognize is he throws his bike down in the middle of the street to fight him. By the way, The what pisses me off the most about these prank videos, like this guy is Russian. There's almost part of me that kind of forgives him a little because he's like, I'm just trying to make money in America. But like, there's these fucking.
I have a dream. I make. Yeah. I try to be like Roman Atwood.
Look at
get
my,
back home for affordable.
I wear a little newsy hat. But I feel like there's these other guys that I see who like the one you were talking about. Like, can I touch your buns or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah, I've seen those like those guys.
I got another one of those in poorly worded English queued up.
But before we get to the poorly worded English, like those guys are American,
right.
And they are clearly going up to people who chances are they paid or you know are in on it, and just being like, hey, we're gonna make this video, we're gonna say something, you're gonna get mad at us, but it's a prank, and we're gonna do it's a prank, and it's gonna get a million hits, and it kind of just feeds on this like. Oh man, you can't prank black people, right, guys? Because they're violent.
Yeah,
they're violent
that's
animals.
The
like that's
punch you
the
immediately.
Subtext,
you say one wrong thing to them, and they will throw down their bike and punch
right.
you in the face.
The subtext is fucking racist, and they're acting like, oh man, isn't that crazy though? It's like, man, you can't say that stuff in the hood. Like when a black comedian or something goes on stage and says like, try that in the hood, like. Don't like don't actually like make a, like I think they think that it's okay because well it's you know we got attacked and it's like that's part of the joke. I just think the subtext is super racist.
Yeah, well I think it's first of all it's blatantly like of course someone's gonna get mad if you go up to them
and yeah
and you're like
call them
hey.
Racial shorts.
And not just that he steals people's phones out of their hands and then he's like look how violent they get look how violent it's a prank but you stole like if you took anybody's
wait,
phone
wait are the targets usually black people?
Yeah the
well,
targets of the guys I'm talking about
this
are,
is not a part of the internet I'm familiar with
so the one of the guys that's one of the famous prankers who I think this Victor guy is trying to copy is
yeah.
a guy named Vitaly
okay
and
Vitaly
that's pretty
Victor.
Much his entire shtick is like going into black neighborhoods and like he'll like one of his videos he goes up to like groups of black people and he's like hey man like can you know where I can like score some weed or some coke
yeah
and then like a second later he'll like talk into his shirt he'll be like hey 50 50 and then he'll like or you know he'll be like okay 10-4 blah, blah blah and then like they run and he like chases them
Jesus Christ
fuck
yeah. Yeah it's pretty bad
this guy is a piece of shit.
So here's a British guy.
I kind of like Victor, though.
Victor seems like an innocent version of that.
Yeah,
really
he's kind of like, he's like, I say the word, but I don't really say it. And I also understand the teachings of a Martin Luther.
But
Martin
the
Luther?
Whole premise of...
Yes, the original Protestant. Lutheran, yeah. The Protestant.
But the whole idea of like, oh, what's going to happen if I call someone a racial slur?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know what's going to happen if you actually called someone a racial
Yeah, you're going to hurt someone's feelings, probably.
It's not a prank. Like, a prank is like, oh, no, my car's wrapped up in cellophane.
Even that is not really a prank. I mean, I almost feel like
a prank.
I mean, that's a prank. But, like, all of these things where, I mean, that one at least takes some effort. But I feel like whenever I watch an actual prank, I realize why most people just do the hey what happens if I kick a black guy in the nuts prank because if you see like the other pranks it's like somebody have you seen those like just for laughs those like Montreal those French Canadian pranks oh they're really stupid
they don't do any
it's a blind
noise, right?
It's a blind guy yeah there's no audio it's just like it's just
so
clown
it can be
music
Canadian and French
right there's a blind guy and he their accidentally minds. Walks into a lake and everyone goes oh no a blind guy is in the lake
everyone's berets fly off
yeah everyone's berets fly off you know people vomit croissants and like, and then eventually they point to a camera, and then they do a big smile. I love it. All right.
Like, oh,
we are separatists.
So this
you
is
got
the
name.
I discovered this one at random. This is like a random British guy trying to pull the same thing, where he asks people if they want to get fingered.
Speedo shy. Yes. Good start.
This is intro.
So lame.
Subscribe.
Guys, Speedo shy. We're in Huddersfield again, and what we're going to do today is go.
I want him to be slapped, and I want him to. I can't believe you've done this. Like, that's what it seems like the same dude. All right,
go ahead.
I want the streets to come out and beat him up.
How's it going, guys? Speedo Shoy. We're in Huddersfield again, and what we're going to do today is go around asking people if they want the finger. If they want the finger.
What the fuck?
No, not that finger. Chocolate finger. So let's see how.
That's a good play on words, bro.
Bro.
Why is it always like the broiest, stupidest looking dudes doing this?
Mate.
Oh, mate. It's not that finger. It's this fucking finger.
It's a different finger.
You
you thought it was the one finger.
Hey, but seriously,
turns
bro.
Turns out it was another.
Who doesn't want a fucking chocolate finger?
Everybody loves my eat my fingers. And then I asked if I could put that finger in the puss.
What the fuck?
Hopefully, nothing will happen. God bless. You want the finger, my friend?
Yeah, sorry?
Do you want the finger?
No.
You want the finger?
No,
I'm going around.
No one offers anyone chocolates by saying, you want the chocolate? You want the chocolate?
And not only that, but it's very threatening.
It's really threatening.
You want $100? You'd be like, what? No, go away.
Oh, I can't believe you thought
I was... You want the cake? You want the cake?
I can't believe you thought I was going to hurt you when I simply asked you, you want the fucking finger? What's wrong with this chocolate? You want to eat the fucking chocolate?
Oh, you're
a
fucking
finger?
Pussy. You thought I was coming after you, but I'm fucking chocolate for you.
Or you a fucking poof, then?
I'm going around asking people if they're a fucking fag. But it turns out I'm talking about a cigarette.
Are you a cigarette?
Hey, are you a fag? No, I meant a cigarette.
Oh, you got obviously prank, bro. Is not a cigarette. Clearly.
Hey.
Clearly.
Guess what? I just killed your fucking mum. Oh, when I said I killed your mum,
this fag, I named this fag your mum.
I just named this guy it. And I feel I fucking killed a different guy.
What happens
now
when
it's Australian again?
Jewish John Lennon gets pranked with the finger.
No, I don't want a finger.
Aren't you sure you want the finger?
No. Hey, do you want a finger? Do you want the fucking finger?
Is it chocolate?
Yes. It's also heroin. Yum.
Okay.
Goodbye. You sure you don't want the finger?
No.
Man, come on. No. You want the finger? Look, I'll give you the finger.
No.
Finger?
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
Is that a prank?
No, I'm just going out and giving out chocolate fingers. No,
he just asked if that was a prank, and he said no.
Yeah, you gotta, like, that's
you gotta say, when someone calls the prank, you gotta concede the prank.
Right. It's like when someone's like, hey, dude, you wanna go in that room? You're like, nah, dude, you're trying to play a joke on me. Like, no, dude, I'm seriously not.
No, what?
No,
I'm seriously what are you talking not. About? No, just come in the
are
room.
Are these what your friends sound like?
No, well, we did just someone. Do a prank to each other before.
Yeah.
He told me he wasn't going to stick his dick in my mouth. And he was
I told him it was going to taste good.
He just said, no, get on your knees and open your mouth, close your eyes. I swear to God, I won't put my dick in it. And then he did anyways. And honestly, Jane, it was so funny.
That sounds great.
It was so
funny.
Why
did you guys do that before I got here?
Oh, well, because we like to, you know, it's a prank.
It's a bro thing.
It's a bro thing, first of all.
You wouldn't understand
pranks. I also like that he's talking about the finger and then he like reaches towards his crotch.
Wait, yeah. I'm starting to get the feeling that in Britain, maybe the finger means like the dick. No,
I don't think so.
Because then he pulled it out.
I think
out
it means finger.
All right,
could mean chicken fingers.
Yeah, no, okay, but they British like people call stuff. Everything something different.
Yeah,
that's also just Cockney like, slang.
Yeah, Don Cheadle, remember in Ocean's
Bonnie
11?
Bonnie Rubble.
Yeah,
Trouble.
I love how
do
we got.
You want the finger means linger by the Cranberries.
Exactly.
Because it's.
Are we peaking? By the way, I feel like we've been peaking.
No, there's a limiter on this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're probably peaking, but.
Okay.
I'm a bollocks, but.
Oh, see, you just said you thought I was talking about my bollocks. The finger is your bollocks. But
your
I
balls?
Thought, yeah, I thought bollocks was balls.
Bollocks is balls.
What? Do you want the finger?
I want the finger.
Yeah, going around, giving out a finger.
Wow, dude.
What's wrong with you?
You're freaking creepy as fuck.
That's not creepy, mate. I'm just saying, do you want a finger? Why is that creepy? No. What are you doing? Mate, why are you running off? It's just
there's
a
Scottish guy like that guy.
I don't know if that was real.
Come back. Look, it's just, why are you running off?
Here's one where he asks
I love how he's screaming, laughing at him, running.
I hate that we're giving this
video. Today I'm going to walk around and ask couples if they can let me bone their girlfriend. But not that kind of bone. This kind of bone.
That is not... That doesn't make any sense! Nobody!
That's not a verb!
It doesn't mean a different thing. There's no way you can misinterpret that.
There's a million of these.
Even this that, is he gonna hit them with the giant bone? Is that boning?
Oh, I'm just kidding, man. I just want to hit her with a dog bone. Yeah, oh, okay. That's cool.
He beats her to death with
just
the dog bone.
Just hand it to her? Is that boning
that,
like icing
that
somebody?
That is worse. Oh, my God.
How many hits does it have? Please don't tell me.
Oh, only 121,000. That's not a lot.
Only when...
Dude, Bandwagon Haters has 127,000. So.
Good for you. Humble brag.
That wasn't humble.
I know it wasn't. Sure? Is it just a brag?
That's my daughter. Do you have a problem?
No, actually, it's just a bone. It's just a bone.
Yo, dude, can I ask you something? I love it. One of these turned into a snuff video.
The problem with this, the worst part about this prank is where the prank actually comes in is the impotent rage after you realize the guy is obviously joking with a shitty joke and you really can't justify punching him.
I think you could.
No, I mean,
I think you should 100% punch that guy really hard.
I think you probably should. I mean, I would love to, but I know that like most human beings, if someone did that, you'd just be like, really, dude? That's a fucking prank to you? Like, you
the
couldn't...
The only thing you could... is like, you're a garbage person.
Like, you couldn't do it. You see the look in their eyes and it goes like, I can't even hit you because you're so you're fucking so stupid. Yeah. You're such a fucking
idiot. If I knocked
idiot.
Any more IQ points out of your head right now, you would just be a pool on the ground.
Yeah, you would... You there's no way you can survive without any more of the brain or any less brain than you already have. So all I can do now is leave with my daughter. And may I have the bone so I can beat you to death.
Does anyone grab it and beat him with it?
Just like real quick. Like I hit really quick. So like 2 minutes in the bush. I promise. Just 2 minutes, dude.
That's not a...
They didn't even react.
This isn't a prank. What's the definition of a prank?
I think the definition of a prank is like when you tape like assaulting someone. Isn't it? It seems like that's what the prank is.
To them.
Right. What's the actual definition of a prank?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it like a clever joke that makes your friend believe a different reality?
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, that's fun.
Yeah, but I think you can stretch out the definition enough to...
If you're not Clooney,
encompass
don't
the,
do it.
The bone joke. Like, it almost works if you just have a bad
just
sense
play
of
humor. On words.
Top comment. This isn't a prank. It's straight disrespectful, and you deserve to get your shit wrecked for it. I'd also punch those who didn't do shit about it.
Also?
Next comment. Did you actually fuck those girls?
Oh, God, you too.
Internet is a garbage place.
Next comment. Try a dog park.
All right.
I mean, see, that one's actually pretty constructive.
That's actually a good point. If you do a dog park, then it kind of makes sense. What other hashtag content we got going on?
All right, we can answer emails.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about why we're both here, Matt?
Why are we both here?
At the request of a Fraught fan.
Yeah. Oh, we are. That's true. One of the Fraughtcast fans whose name I don't
remember.
Doesn't
remember.
Matter.
I'm sorry.
No, but someone who said that we should be on together. And I'm sure while that person might be happy, the rest are like, fuck all of the Fraughtcast now.
Yeah.
They've done the worst episode.
I'm not sure if your fans like me or not.
No, they love you.
They demanded that you were on.
One of them did.
How many fans do you think we got?
We only have like 10.
Oh, okay. Then a 10th,
I mean,
like
me, you,
for sure.
Did you see like 3 where they're like, don't have Jane Harrison on again?
Yeah, that's actually how you really know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't see any of those.
Well, yeah, we deleted them.
And you're a woman, so if they didn't like you, there would probably be some like really mean stuff, you know?
Yeah, because I don't know if you know this, but like the internet hates women.
It's fun.
Gentlemen of the Fraught. This one's a follow-up. Gentlemen of the Fraught and gentle ladies, as it were.
Thank you. And doff my cap.
Yes. Well, she curtsied. You guys didn't see it, but it was...
I doff my cap.
Just sending a quick thanks for your advice on my lady problems a couple weeks ago. My ex did indeed bang that Euro fuckface. I believe you dubbed him Revan. And she and she gets back home today to face my wrath. She's very sorry, yada, yada. I made a mistake. But yeah, you guys made some solid points about trust, etc. And you were absolutely right. So yeah, thanks, y'all.
Tight.
Oh, by the way, I don't know about your wrath, but don't like...
Don't hit her.
Yeah, don't yell at her. Like, whatever.
Don't hit her with a bone.
Yeah, wait.
Leave.
Yeah. Don't just
break up with her.
Yeah, and over the phone and don't see
text
her.
Message.
Yeah.
Actually, use emojis.
Yeah, use emojis. Use the like the skull and the needle and the gun.
Just put like our relationship and then put like the little the happy face with X's for eyes.
Yeah.
Also, maybe take the high road and don't be too cruel.
Yeah, do not be cruel. Just it's over and...
You figured out that she's not good for you. Get out of there. Yeah. Be happy that that happened.
Yeah, you fucking win because you don't have to deal with someone who is a liar and a cheater.
Just be like, oh, I can't talk right now. I'm doing some cool stuff. I'm going to off to film a prank video. Anyway, maybe we'll see each other. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's alone. Then ask her, if
she wants the bone and then give her a dog bone and say, get it? And if she laughs.
I forgive you. You want a bone? And then just give her a giant dog bone.
Yeah.
See, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good prank.
Actually a good prank. Because the wordplay actually works in that way.
Yeah, if you say you want a bone.
Yeah. Can I bone your daughter or shit like that? Can I bone your girlfriend? Is not the same as, hey, do you want a bone?
Yeah. Like you hitting her with an actual bone is not any less offensive than asking if you want to fuck.
Yeah, don't hit her
with the bone.
No, that's what I'm saying. I said don't do that.
Okay. Give her a dog bone.
Just leave it on her doorstep with no explanation.
Okay. This one gets graphic, but you know, it's a trigger warning.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like like violence or sex?
No, just sex.
Okay, good.
Consensual.
Yay.
What's up, frauders? This week I was catching up on some recent episodes of the pod, and after hearing Joe's hilarious wedding cunnilingus story, decided it was high time for the frat crew and assorted guests to share their worst sex stories. Anything ranging from humiliating, disgusting, or just plain awkward is acceptable. And considering I know for sure that all of the main frat crew have had plenty of anal sex between them, mainly on Matt's end, I'm expecting some delightfully terrible tales. In the spirit of solidarity, I'll get the ball rolling. A few months ago, I was on the receiving end of some anal sex with a friend of mine, and as is the norm with gay Aussie men, I was getting it pretty rough.
I like that.
I was like, alrighty. I mean, he had me hooked from like the sentence one.
Yeah.
After he had finished on my face, also an Aussie tradition apparently, I got up and went to the bathroom to clean myself up. We had been doing it in the dark, so I was completely unprepared for what I saw when I turned the light on and looked at myself in the mirror.
Covered in poo.
My face had blood all over it.
Whoa.
Right where he had finished on me. After 5 hours of waiting in the ER, rectal bleeding is pretty chill as far as medical emergencies go, we figured out that he had literally fucked my ass so hard that my rectum had a small tear in it that had gotten his dick bloody, which ended up on my face. Needless to say, we haven't hooked up since. Stay frotzy, fellas.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, he waited in the emergency room with you. That sounds like a good guy.
I mean, did you guys get a little turned on by that? Or?
Just me? Yeah, okay. That's pretty hot. I mean, definitely. I'm not into blood. I mean, that's something that, like, you know, if there's a lot of blood, then I get worried about, you know, just like blood scares me. Well, it doesn't scare me, but I think if there was a blood on my face, big disgrace.
Blood.
Really?
Kicking your can all over the place. No, if someone came on my face and then I turn on the light and instead of cum, there was blood, I think I'd scream. I'd at least screech.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
What if it's period blood?
Well, period blood is different. We're talking about
if it's randomly blood.
Yeah. Okay. And also, there's a level of period blood that I think I am completely cool with. There's also a level of period blood. I reached a limit of period blood that I didn't know existed when I was with somebody a few years ago. There was someone who, like, every time we would end up hooking up, it was just bad timing because she was on her period, and she was someone who had like a real, real heavy flow, which I've always been like, whatever, I don't really care.
She's
about
a rapper.
Yeah, her name was Heavy Flow. her flow was dope, but it was
for Progressive.
But it was way too heavy. Yeah, she gave me a great rate on car insurance. And I didn't mind like you know, up until that point, I did not mind period sex because I was like, as long as you don't mind, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But it's also
a matter of expectation. You expect some blood, and so you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just part of it. But there was one of the, like, the third or fourth time that we hooked up, there was just so much blood. Like, it was like murder scene esque blood. We put a towel down. The towel was drenched in blood. Wow. And it was soaking through to the sheets of the hotel that we were staying in. And
to be fair, it was a motel.
Yeah, no, it was a hotel.
Okay, sure.
Don't tell me where I fuck someone to death. All right. No,
I remember very clearly.
Yeah, and
sorry, I forgot to mention. I forgot to read the subject of that email, which was the best part, which was an uptown boy ruined my downtown world.
That's great.
Yeah.
So yeah, at that point at which, like, what I tried to do was not look at the blood tumor. You're just in the moment. It doesn't care. I don't care about looking. But I looked down and was like, "Ooh, that's more than whatever." Out of my head. Oh God, that is so much blood. And then eventually, I just couldn't finish, so I faked an orgasm, and that's how that story ends. What? I faked an orgasm.
It's pretty impressive.
The story ends.
Men fake orgasms.
How often?
I would say about 15 to 20% of the time.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
a little less. Well, there's two kinds of fake orgasms. There's two kinds of male fake orgasms.
Yeah.
There is, I already came a long time ago and I was trying to like grit my teeth through this to make you happy. And then there's the, I can't come and I feel like you're getting tired of me.
Oh yeah. 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 Well, I got you. Neither of which you reveal to the person.
Right.
You see, I haven't had the first one before I already came a long time ago.
No,
we get it.
What? I'm just saying, I haven't had the first time I ever had sex, I did that.
Mm.
And the person,
I see what you're saying about me.
No, I'm not saying. No, I'm just, listen, you're lucky.
I did that like once when I was like five.
If you've got like honestly, I mean, it's one of those things where I just am able to hold off on the orgasm, but usually much to my own chagrin, because I cannot sometimes. Like, that'll be my moment, and right. I should have taken
you lost
it,
your moment.
And I lost my moment, right. And then, because, like, condom sex makes stuff, it just, sometimes it, you just can't finish, I just, mm-hmm. you can't feel it, it sucks, I hate it,
mm-hmm.
But in that case, the one time I did do that, I told her, well, because what happened was, she started going down on me. This is the story of me losing my virginity, by the way.
Nice.
Broadcast
exclusive.
Yeah, and exclusive. So we had sex with the condom on, and I came pretty fast. But I was like, fuck, you know, whatever. And then she started going down on me after, and then she, after probably like 10 minutes, she was like, are you gonna come? And I was like, Oh no, I already did. Like before, mm-hmm. I did before,
aww.
And I just was like, I just didn't want to, I didn't want to stop.
It's just like, that's, you know, you're just being nice.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said shit, but because it was too late by that point, I should have just been like, oh, it came into my hand, then right. I slurped it up real quick, so it's gone. No evidence.
Yeah.
But I fake like probably 15 to 20% of orgasm, just because like you can tell when someone's not enjoying it after a while, because
mm-hmm.
it's like the condoms dry out people real fast sometimes, you know. Do you notice that, Jane? Is that a thing where condom the latex dries out more than normal, or no? Is that not a thing?
I don't have a sample size.
Okay, you're like, I don't know. I have a very lubricated body.
Like a human slip.
I don't know, just because
I really am. Like a fountain pen.
I've noticed that that's one of the things that I've had problems where I've just been like, I feel like the condom is making nobody enjoy this mm-hmm. sex.
Is that your, so is the blood when you're bad sex story?
Oh no, but I feel like I've told so many bad sex stories that's my bad sex story.
I don't have any like over the top gross out humiliating ones, just sort of, you know, a lot of just mildly disappointing ones. I definitely have gotten farted on during the 69 before.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I kind of appreciated that one because I was like,
you're into farts.
Well, yeah, that definitely that.
You got farted on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tight.
It was pretty funny.
Did you guys laugh about it?
She didn't think so at first.
Oh, she was embarrassed?
She was scared.
She was super embarrassed. And I was like, no, this is the funniest thing ever.
So embarrassed.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's me.
I would lose my shit. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, so what about you? What's your worst?
I don't think I have like a really bad one. I have like a kind of weird like hookup where I don't have any like gross sex stuff, but I do have like a hookup where there was a guy and he was like on tour with his band
uh-huh.
and I brought him into my loft bed,
mm-hmm.
which was just a killer.
Yeah.
College.
Mm-hmm.
My rickety, like, homemade loft bed, like, right. just 2x4s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super sexy. And we had, like, smoked a lot of weed and, like, drank tequila for some reason, and we were hooking up. And he just couldn't. It just wasn't happening. This is like most of the story of my sex life is just whiskey dick. Whiskey dick everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's bummer, man. Trying to mash it in.
Yeah. Oh, that I've had that with like a Coke can dick before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where they were just like, meh. That's not.
Mush. Yeah.
Let me mash it in. Let me get it in bit by bit. I'll take it by both the ends and I'll push.
Just fold it in half.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just push it. If I take both hands and I turn into a little arrow and just kind of squeeze it in there. It's really hard.
It's like candy pulling. Sausage factory.
Is there?
But then he. So happened? Like he was in my bed. We were hooking up, and I was like, well, it's okay. We just kept making out, and he just was like, he knew that I was a graphic designer, and he was like. What's your favorite font? Tell me your favorite font.
Jesus. Was it Helvetica?
No, I was like, it's Eames. Like, I was like, I'm going to go with this because you're cute and I'm dumb.
Did you see him again after that?
The next morning, he's like, come on tour with me. Come on tour to Portland in this gross van with me and my bandmates. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I have school. And he's like, screw school. Come to Portland. I'm like, I'm not going to go to Portland just so you can prove to me your dick works. Like, no, that's what that whole situation is about.
Yeah.
But did
talking about fonts get you hotter, though? Were you like, oh.
I thought it was mostly funny.
I got to stay here.
Did you end up going to Portland?
No.
What was the name of the band?
Gauntlet Hair.
Gauntlet Hair? Damn.
They were like a noise band. He was the bassist.
God, man.
He's
noise
pretty.
Band. That's tight.
We're still friends on Instagram.
That's hot.
All right, so this one's kind of a more serious question.
Uh-oh.
Good day, sirs. Wondering if you guys might be able to help me out with a problem I am having. So about 3 years ago, I found out that I have HSV2, or better known as the dreaded herpes virus.
Yeah, genital herpes.
Welcome.
I really appreciated the episode a while back you had talking about how it's stupid that if you really like a girl, you would let that get in the way of being with them. Mm. Since then, I have done a lot of research and find it's just so shitty. It's shitty that it's so stigmatized and people are so afraid of it, even though it's literally just a rash.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was able to find a guy that didn't care. We were friends before we started dating, so he knew everything and I didn't have to do the sit down, here's the deal conversation.
Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Okay.
But we recently broke up, and I want to start dating again, and I'm not one of those people that won't say anything at all and just hope for the best.
Good.
So my question for you guys is this. When is the best time to tell someone I'm interested in getting frisky with? And what would be the best way to tell them?
That's such a good question.
I had like a hookup with somebody, the Coke can masher. Like the next morning, I was like, hey, do you have any diseases? And they're like, aren't you supposed to ask that first? I'm like, I know, but I forgot, and I feel like I should do it now.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the time is.
It's really fucking hard.
I think
I went through thinking about this whole thing when I first got my first ever mouth cold sores. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever gotten cold sores before on the mouth?
I feel like I got them as a kid, but I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like I never had them, and then I figured like you guys are like, well, maybe I had them. I think you know when you get them because what happened is. All of a sudden, I just was like, oh, shit, a cold sore. Well, that's no big deal. I think I've had that before. But then it went like, brat! And like my whole mouth was like covered. And I was like, no, I have herpes. And I freaked out. I was suicidal. Seriously. I was like, I have herpes. I started like, you know, I locked myself in my room for like a week because the first attack is always the worst. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and you know, I was looking up online. I was like, do I have genital herpes? And I talked to a hotline. Like shit got like serious with me. And the hotline was like, no, you have, do you have any on your genitals? I was like, no, but it's on my mouth. And they're like, well, it's HSV1. 80% of the population has it. And, it'll get less and less over time until you basically never break out like once every fucking year or something. And then I was like, okay. And then they said, and even if you had genital herpes, the breakouts are less and less. And it's not a big deal. It's just a rash. And so I started thinking about like at the time, just with the mouth thing, like what should I do? Should I tell everyone that I ever kiss that they're at risk for this? Well, then over the years, it became less and less and it wasn't a thing. But I've thought about like, because every long-term girlfriend that I've had, I've at some point been like, oh, I can't kiss you today. I have a cold sore, right. You know. But then I've thought about like, what if that were on my genitals? Like, how do you?
But it's the same concept. I think
right.
The key is like, Yeah, I mean, maybe before, like when you're about to get down and you're like, look, I got this.
Yeah.
When you're not on a breakout, it's not.
Right. When you're not breaking out.
When you're not breaking out, it's not infectious.
It's not infectious. Right.
The best option is obviously abstinence until marriage.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You just wait and then you sit down and on your wedding night, you list all of the diseases that you may or may not have.
Mm-hmm. And then God cures
them.
All
the times you've masturbated.
The priest says whether or not you're going to hell at that point.
Right. It is funny though, because like I haven't had a relationship, so I've just had hookups, like, and they've all been kind of like, just like falling into bed kind of things.
Yeah.
And there hasn't really been like a moment to, when you're like making out hard to, with someone to be like, are you clean? Is everything cool down there?
Yeah. It's, that's the thing.
We have to examine it first.
Yeah.
Make sure the lights are on.
Well, that's, I mean, look, but look have you ever it. Looked at a vagina, man? Like,
yes.
Every inch
everything
of it,
looks like something.
Everything
wrong.
Looks like
no,
something's
it does
wrong.
Not.
It's all flaps of skin, man. I don't know which part of it is the wart
you
or,
can
a,
tell
or a herpes.
A wart and a fucking.
But you're probably right. But
I just tell them they're all moles.
The oh god. The point is I respect the fact that she's not someone who's gonna like just not say anything. But at the same time, there's part of me that goes like, if she is someone who isn't, if she's not breaking out, if she doesn't have an outbreak, then she is not contagious. There's
right.
there's like that point, like a day before an outbreak, where I think you do like shed. There's like viral shedding or something like that, and so that's always a concern. But I feel like there's part of me that thinks like, does she need to say something if she's not having any symptoms at all? I mean, honestly, I mean,
probably
I feel
good
like
to give a heads up and then.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably
like
the
right
thing
before
to do.
The buttons start coming off of shirts.
Yeah,
that's probably a just like
no,
one
right,
second
no, after.
After.
Right.
Boobs are out.
When the buttons start coming off the pants.
Yeah.
Because at that point. It's like you guys have seen It Follows where he's like, oh, if I fuck you, I'm going to get a demon. I will still fuck you. Because that's kind of like once you're in that
yeah.
stage, the dude's probably going to be like,
yeah,
oh, you're not breaking out right now. Okay, that's cool. We should definitely still fuck anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think you're right. That's probably a good right. You know, that point right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's like a real fucking, that's a real quandary. I'm not exactly sure because I think
I would
about
say tell the dude before the pants comes off
yeah.
and ideally you just find a dude that already has it and then you can just fuck like
try
crazy
the boobs
people.
Out.
Well, they
might,
have
like
dating websites for it, but like part of me goes like, you know, I don't know if she needs to necessarily be relegated to
yeah,
a life
no,
of
so.
Only being with other
no, absolutely
people
not.
Who have, you know? So it's
no,
like,
absolutely not.
I say, that's like me doing a leper voice.
It's like
she doesn't need to be treated
Weinstein.
Like.
She doesn't need to be on an island.
She doesn't
Harvey
need to be treated
Weinstein
like a leper.
Running a herpes
yeah.
colony.
Oh, hello. We all have herpes on this island. So we can all fuck each other and no one gets anything more.
This is the island of Dr. Moreau.
And that's right. This is a half frog, half lamb with herpes. I make all sorts of animals here. Fucking fat Jew trying to steal them all.
Anyways, I think you're right.
Make him realize it's not that big of a.
There's probably
deal.
A Sex Nerd Sandra episode about this, and she's a
way to keep plugging.
I'm sorry, but she's
a
sex educator.
You're
yeah.
shilling in the wrong direction.
You probably should definitely consult like a better podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of those questions that we. But I just want yeah.
I
feel I
can
like,
talk about the timing, but I don't know about the.
It's
so the email ends. I ask you this of you gentlemen because you guys seem totally like my type. And I just want to know what someone I would be interested in and would like to hear from me when it came to this.
Oh, so what would you guys want?
If
you were hooking up with a girl that had, I don't know specifically what that one is.
It'd be better. Well,
general
yeah, you got to tell them before because if you fuck and then like,
of course,
and
before,
then like a
but,
month later, you're like, oh, by the way.
No, but of course before, but
be
at what point, how do you do it? How would it make you feel comfortable for somebody to bring it up?
I think it would make me feel comfortable if they brought it up right before we were about
yeah,
to hook up.
I think
okay. like if they told me.
So not like at dinner.
If they told
right.
me.
Not at the movie.
I'm going to be at my most understanding when your boobs are out and we're. And
that's
we're
what
about
I'm
to take each other's
And I won't feel like I'm being manipulated. As much as it sounds like that's part of the thing, I feel like if she told me at dinner, I wouldn't feel manipulated either. But I feel like if
you'd be kind of like, well, that's presumptuous. You think we're gonna fuck already? All right, settle down.
Yeah, I mean, I think actually part of me thinks maybe that is a good idea because then I'd be like, oh, so you're down? Like that's how
I got a whole dinner to get over this.
You're over pasta. And you're like. So I have herpes, just so you know.
Honestly, I'll say this. I wish that, just for your sake, for this person's sake, I wish everyone had fucking genital herpes. Because all I know is when I got it on the mouth, I was fucking devastated. And I was like, when I heard that...
So Jewel has cursed you all.
When I heard 80% of the population had it, I was like, that's not enough. And then it became my mission to give...
So Jewel curse.
No, but yeah. So yeah, I would say do it right before you hook up, and it's truly not a big deal at all. That's the thing. It's people who are ignorant and don't know about that stuff who...
So get a PowerPoint ready to show them on your phone.
Yeah.
And while you have your boobs out, just rest it on your boobs and just flip through.
Yeah. And point at your pussy a lot. Yeah. Like,
it's good.
Look how clean this fucking pussy is. Like rub and go like, there's not even any viral fucking shedding right now. Ooh, it's so wet. This
just get a really like bright light pussy. And just shine it right
Look how bright this fucking pussy is.
Deck out your room and... lights.
What would you? How would you use John Lennon?
Oh, look at my fucking pussy. Yeah, you wanna? We have to fuck during in candlelight because it's Shabbos.
She's on her period. Do you send her to the red tent?
Oh yeah, you have to go to the red tent. That's where we're all going to meditate. We're having fun.
All right, last one. It's not a question. It's just a comment.
Okay.
Statement.
Hey, frauders. I've been binge listening to you guys for the past few weeks to take my mind off my upcoming senior year of college. I have to say, Matt Lieb is probably my favorite as he seems like a genuine sweetheart and makes me laugh out loud. But I have much love to all the rest of you guys. I just wanted to say thank you for filling my life with your hilarious discussions, and I hope you guys will keep the show going for a few more years, if not forever. It always makes me happy when the original crew plus Matt can get together, although I do enjoy hearing Joe and Matt Ufford come on. I will never forget the early Frogcast where Joe described his porn directing experiences. Anyway, I'm going to go to pharmacy school soon, and we'll need to hear more of Matt Lieb singing Uptown Girl and Vince giving movie opinions I nearly always disagree with to get me through it.
Get me drugs.
Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, give me some Dilaudid,
send us
please.
Some drugs.
Dilaudid.
Thanks. P.S. I was so listening. Much. That one's also a girl. P.S. I was listening to a frat guest from earlier this year. And yes, Matt, in the book 50 Shades of Grey, they do discuss butt sex at least once.
Nice. That's good.
Mm. Any Uptown Girl to take us on out of here?
Nah, man. You
Come
know.
Come on.
You gotta give
do
me a
downtown
song.
Downtown and sing Uptown Girl.
Okay. All right. When you're rubbing and rubbing and dumbing and the frat guests go. Downtown, when you see herpes and it got on this slurping, you can always go downtown. Now every time you see the fucking herpes in the mouth now, everybody knows those herpes gonna be traveling south now. That's where it goes. But don't worry, it's not bad, because you're gonna take pills and it's gonna get sad in your Uptown Girl. She been living in her uptown world. I bet she never met a uptown boy.
You gotta do a Beatles version.
No, man, I'm
Come
done.
On.
I'm done.
One more.
Dude, that was so perfect.
It was good,
that
but was you good. Gotta do one more.
Okay.
Day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is sitting perfectly uptown, girl. She's been living in her uptown world. I'm done.
We're going in September, right?
Thank you.
Do you want to go see Billy Joel?
Yeah. Really?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I only know one song.
It'll still be fun.
I'll see it. Yeah.
Rad.
You want to take us on out of here?
Guys, girls, people, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Film Drunk Frogcast. Jane Harrison, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at Jane You Shut Up on Twitter. Uh-huh. And also, I'll be at the Comedy Beer Festival at the Soma Street Food Festival this weekend.
What?
And Tourette's Without Regrets, Mitchell Brothers Theater tomorrow night.
Ooh, fun. What about you, Vince? Wait, do I just take myself out?
Yeah, just whatever.
Go
yeah.
to at filmdrunk.
Oh, frotcast@gmail.com, 415-275-0030.
Yeah, I'm not used to this. Usually Brandon does this.
I know, but you're here.
Thanks so much, at Lieb, 1234579. And I hope you listen again. Tell all your friends good night and eat the beans.